This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of the decision-making process. He said Nari Shakti is playing an instrumental role in the development of the country. Giving them due representation of the policy-making is a need of the hour.
विकसित भारत का मतलब केवल उत्तम प्रकार के रेल रास्ते इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर या कुछ आर्थिक प्रगति के आंकड़े सिर्फ इतने से ही विकसित भारत की सीमित कल्पना वाले हम लोग नहीं है. हम चाहते हैं कि विकसित भारत जिसके नीति निर्धारण में सात अर्थ में सबका साथ सबका विकास का मंत्र समाहित हो, देश की 50% जनसंख्या नीति निर्धारण का हिस्सा बने, ये समय की मांग है.
Mr. Modi made the remarks in the Lok Sabha today during the discussion on three key bills related to the constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The three bills are Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, the Delimitation Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill. The Prime Minister appealed to the opposition parties not to give this historic legislation a political colour, as it will be beneficial for all and for the democracy of the country. The Prime Minister asserted that no injustice will be done to any state while implementing this law.
आज बड़ी जिम्मेवारी के साथ इस सदन में कहना चाहता हूँ, चाहे दक्षिण हो, उत्तर हो, पूर्व हो, पश्चिम हो, छोटे राज्य हो, बड़े राज्य हो, निर्णय प्रक्रिया किसी के साथ भी भेदभाव नहीं करेगी. ये निर्णय प्रक्रिया किसी के साथ अन्याय नहीं करेगी. भूतकाल में जो सरकार रही और जिनके कालखंड में जो परिसीमन हुआ और जो अनुपात उस समय से चला आ रहा है, उस अनुपात में भी कोई बदलाव नहीं होगा.
Participating in the discussion, Samajwadi Party MP Akhilesh Yadav said his party supports women's reservation. He however questioned why such an important bill has been brought in a hasty manner, adding that it should be introduced only after the completion of the latest census drive. Thanking the Prime Minister for bringing the bill, Telugu Desam Party leader Dr. Bairedi Shavari said women today are ready to lead the nation from the grassroots to the national level. Earlier today, Law Minister Arjun Meghwal introduced the 131st Constitution Amendment Bill and the Delimitation Bill in the Lok Sabha. Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill. Mr. Meghwal termed the day as historic, saying the government is working to give political justice to women. He said the results of current census exercise are not expected to be available before the end of 2027 or the beginning of 2028. Therefore, the 2011 census will be used for the readjustment or division of territorial constituencies and for the allocation of seats for scheduled caste and scheduled tribes. Initiating the discussion, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said his party is in favour of women's reservation, but it should be simplified and not linked with delimitation. Narendra Modi today held talks with Austrian Chancellor Christian Stocker in New Delhi. Both sides exchange agreements, including an MOU on food safety and letters of intent on defence cooperation and counter-terrorism. At a joint press briefing, Prime Minister Modi said, India and Austria are strong partners in infrastructure, innovation and sustainability, adding that the engagement will further boost trade and investment between the two countries. The Supreme Court today dismissed a plea challenging the transfer of more than 1,000 administrative and police officers by the Election Commission in the election-bound West Bengal, flagging the lack of trust between the state government and the poll panel. The Apex Court, however, will later decide whether the Election Commission must consult the concerned state government before making administrative changes in the poll-bound states. Election Commission ECI has begun the commissioning of EVMs and Voter Verifiable Paper Audit Trail VVPADs from today for semi-elections in Tamil Nadu and West Bengal Phase 1. According to the Commission, the process has been carried out in constituencies going to polls on the 23rd of April in the presence of candidates, the authorised representatives and general observers. International Monetary Fund IMF Chief Kristalina Georgieva has said that India's economy is expected to remain resilient even as global growth slows amid war-driven disruptions. And in IPL cricket, Punjab Kings skipper Shreyas Iyer won the toss and opted to bowl against Mumbai Indians at the Wankhede Stadium, Mumbai. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.